Hello, everybody. I'm Ronnie Allen, and I'm pleased to introduce my guest of the evening, Ronnie Allen.
Hey, how are you, Ronnie Allen?
Am I talking to myself? I don't think so. Wait a minute. This is a different Ronnie Allen. You're a Ronnie Allen that lives in Tennessee.
I am a Ronnie Allen that's a disc jockey in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and I've been there a pretty good while, yeah, and recorded back years ago for Sand Records.
Wait a minute, you're a disc jockey, and you recorded records, and I'm a disc jockey, and I recorded records. Let me ask you this, did you ever interview a country singer named Gene Watson?
Yes, I did. Hadn't been too long ago I talked to Gene, sure did. I gave him a call, and he was in Ireland at the time. And couldn't talk very long, so he said, I'll give you a call when I get back. And when he got back, about a week or two later, he gave me a call from Houston, Texas, and I had a good interview with him. I also understand that you had one with him.
Well, that's exactly true. Are you sure that you're not me?
I play a lot of your stuff. Flip over you. I like that one.
I appreciate that. Well, there is quite a story about how I hooked up with the Ronnie Allen that I am talking to right now.
Actually, you found me, didn't you?
I found you, and... Where do we start this? Okay, before I actually tell people how I found you and what this is all about, because this is going to be a really weird show, it's going to be a combination of some of your recordings and some of my recordings, including a few that have never been heard anywhere in the world. And after this show, they probably will not be heard anywhere in the world except on this show. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Lawrence County, Tennessee, which is a county near the Alabama border area in southern Middle Tennessee, about 80 miles south of Nashville. I've lived there all my life. I've worked radio there now for the last 25 years, and I worked in the music business there for several years around Middle Tennessee and West Tennessee, playing with some of the rockabilly greats and doing TV shows in Nashville and playing with a lot of the Grand Ole Opry stars on shows out of Nashville, too, there in the 1960s and 1970s. But the rockabilly days that we talk about came about in 1959 when I was about 19 years old. And I recorded 3 years for that label before I went into the Army.
The label being San Records.
San Records. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's about 30 miles out of Nashville on 100 Highway going toward Memphis.
Okay. In case anybody wants to get there.
Yeah.
You actually recorded as Ronnie Allen before I did. My first record came out, since you didn't ask, in 1961.
Okay.
But since Juvenile Delinquent came out in 1959,
mm-hmm.
and it is arguably your most popular record, although you have a few that are very popular, but certainly... when people think of the San Records Ronnie Allen, as in you, they think of Juvenile Delinquent, or as you sing it, Juvenile Delinquent.
Delinquent.
How did the song come about?
I was in the back seat of a 53 Cadillac going to a show one night, and the bass player was driving, the drum player was in the front seat. I was in the back seat with a rhythm guitar just hammering around on some stuff. I got to coming over some lyrics like Juvenile and... things like that, some wild stuff. We was going to do kind of some weird rockabilly stuff. And the guys in the front seat said, hey, man, do that again. Do that again. So I just kept putting some verses together, and about 20 or 25 minutes later, before we got to the show, I had the song down, and we did it that night on the show. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, we went in a recording studio, and I was doing some songs that I had written, and the guy says, have you got anything else? And somebody says, Ronnie, do that Juvenile thing. So I did the Juvenile. He said, hey, that's what we want right there.
Wow.
I want to record that. He said, I've never heard anything like that song. And he said, it's wild, it's wicked, and it's got some hot guitar licks in it. And he said, I like it. So we put it out.
Before I play Juvenile Delinquent, I wanted to ask you about the bongo drums in this record. Isn't bongos an unusual sound for most rockabilly records?
Back in those days, they were maybe a Cuban beat type thing, you know, if you want to call it a Cuban lead or a Latin. Music, they used it in that a lot, but bongo drums wasn't used in any kind of stuff that I knew of, but there was a drum player in the studio that was a good friend of mine, and he could play bongos, so the day that we recorded, he was there, but he didn't have anything to play. I had a drum player already, and I said, boy, I wish we had something you could do. He said, I got a set of bongos out in the car. Go get it. Go get the bongos. So we decided we'd put them in on the song and see how they sound, and the more we'd fool around with them, the more we cut the song, well, the better we liked it. And at those days, anything that you could do different, there was a new sound that wasn't out, that's what you wanted. So we used the bongos on both sides of that record, and I think it added a lot to the popularity of the record, really, because everybody mentions the rhythm on that, and they want to know what it is. I said, well, it's bongo drums.
Let's take a listen to it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ronnie Allen, him, and Juvenile Delinquent. Sound. That was Ronnie Allen out in Tennessee, Juvenile Delinquent, or as he sings it, Juvenile Delinquent. And I believe that song was actually inspired by the Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers recording of I'm Not a Juvenile Delinquent. Is that correct?
That's right. That song was very popular by Frankie Lyman, and he says, I'm not a juvenile delinquent. Well, I had the idea that there are juvenile delinquents.
Right.
And even though he's not one, there is some out there.
Yep.
And I said, well, I'm going to switch it around and say, I'm a juvenile delinquent.
Good. Well, what's really good about that is you could do what Johnny Cash did, perform in jail. Why not?
But okay. The Juvenile has been recorded by different groups. The popularity of Juvenile is more popular now than it was when I cut it. There's a group named Evan Johns and the H-Bombs, and their title of their album is Rocket Fuel Only. They recorded Juvenile and had a pretty good-sized hit on it.
That's great.
And a group out in Los Angeles called Gas Money. I like their version of it. And then the University of Georgia did a TV documentary on it. They titled Athens Inside Out, and they used Juvenile on that documentary that was on cable TV playing. Juvenile's been around.
Tell me about the flip side, River of Love.
The flip side, when I started recording or going to record, I went in and told my mom one day. I said, Mom, I said, I'm fixing to do some recording. And I said, you know, you used to write a lot of poems and stuff. And she said, yeah. I said, well, write me something. I said, I need some songs. Just write me anything about love. I said, I want a ballad or something. So one day I came in, and she said, here, look this over. So I looked the song over, sitting down at the kitchen table, got my guitar, started strumming, and the first thing you know, I came up with a tune, and I didn't change anything on it. Everything she wrote, I didn't have to change a thing. I put the beat to it, and when we went into the studio with that River of Love, the bongo drums really worked great on it. I loved the bongo drums better on River of Love than I did the Juvenile.
Let's listen to it right now. This is Ronnie Allen and River of Love.
White country, climb the mountaintops to the sky. Oh, well, I played the cold in Alaska. Sail a river line. Traveled all over this whole white country looking for this little girl of mine. Well, as the river of love was flowing all through my heart, every minute seemed like an hour, every day that we're apart. Oh, as I played the cold in Alaska, sail the river line. Travel all over this whole white country looking for this little girl of mine. Well, I played the cold in Alaska, sailed the river line, traveled all over this whole white country looking for this little girl of mine, looking for this little girl of mine, looking for this little girl of mine.
That was Ronnie Allen, not me, that's Ronnie Allen, him, the sand recording artist, and River of Love. Great sound.
Okay, since we are Ronnie Allens talking back and forth to each other, I want to ask you about some of the stuff you did, too.
Flip over you. Well,
now, I play that on my shows. I play that song a lot that you did, and the Swanee thing, too. I do that.
I appreciate that, and one of the reasons you have it, I got to point out, is that my two sides that were released, Flip Over You and Ronnie Swanee, were on a CD that came out, and it had 7 Ronnie Allen tracks. 5 of them were yours, including Juvenile Delinquent and River of Love, and the 2 of them that you just mentioned, Flip Over You and Ronnie Swanee, were mine, and the guy that put it out thought that we were the same individual.
He sure thought we were the same.
He sure did. And
you do some hot piano licks. That's you doing the piano on your records, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Ronnie, before you play that, could you tell me where you grew up and what enticed you to get into the music business?
I grew up in Teaneck, New Jersey, and there was a recording star by the name of Linda Scott, went to the same high school that I did. I got to know her briefly, but not at high school, but I met her a couple of times. At any rate, I was kind of inspired. She had a hit record called I've Told Every Little Star, and I felt that I could be the next Jerry Lee Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but instead I became the next Ronnie Allen, I guess. But on Flip Over You, I am trying to emulate my idol, who was Jerry Lee Lewis, and I'll tell you what inspired me, the fact that whenever Jerry Lee Lewis appeared on American Bandstand, he didn't lip sync. He appeared with, I think, 1 or 2 musicians, I forget it was 1 or 2, but he played everything live, and almost everybody else that appeared on Bandstand were lip-syncing. I thank you for playing my record on your WDXE show. Do you want to introduce it?
Here is Ronnie Allen, and Flip Over You.
You were mine and my life was so full of joy, until I saw you out with another boy. And I was sore, so I said goodbye, my good call it quit went through. But baby, I still flip over you. Even now, when I said that the time had come for us to part, I was putting my foolish pride before my heart. How wrong I was when I said goodbye, my dear, I'll find somebody new. Cause baby, I still flip over you. And how don't you know I'm lonely, lonely, sad and blue. My life is kinda empty without you. Return and give me the love I'm longing for. And baby, I'll be yours forevermore. Come back to me and say that you give me another chance. For I know that all is to be a fond romance. And then my life will be so happy, there'll be no one but you. And I will always flip over you, man, like wow. We'll be right back.
And that was me, Ronnie Allen, and Flip Over You. And my guest is Ronnie Allen, and he is in Tennessee. And I'm going to play the flip side of my recording. And a little bit later in the show, I'm going to play three recordings that I also did at the Flip Over You session. And they have never been heard by anybody anywhere in the world. And when you hear them tonight, you will know why. Now, I kind of do a Buddy Holly impression during this record. It's kind of a poor man's Buddy Holly.
All right, here we go. Here's Ronnie Allen with Ronnie Swanee.
And that was Ronnie Allen, me, and Ronnie's Swanee. This is Ronnie Allen, and I'm pleased to be talking with Ronnie Allen.
All right.
How's the weather in Tennessee right now?
Well, right now it's rather chilly. We've had some chilly days here. It's kind of up and down. Some days we'll be in the 50s, and some days the next high will be in the 30s, and the lows at night usually in the 20s, so we're having some chilly weather for us. Now, that's chilly for us right here up there where you're at, probably. That's warmer like weather. But Ronnie, I want to tell you about a show we got coming up here this spring down here in my territory, my hometown. We're going to be doing a Rockabilly Hall of Fame show. And on that show, it's going to be W.S. Holland, who played the drums on Blue Suede Shoes with Carl Perkins. He worked with Johnny Cash from 1962 till 1997. I was just on the phone with him a little while ago, and he's coming over to be on my radio show. I was talking to Carl Mann. He's going to be on the show. He and I are great friends. We live about an hour's drive apart, and we've been great friends now for quite some time. He had the big hit Mona Lisa.
And he had another good one after that called Pretend.
He did. He had a song called Pretend after that. And Mona Lisa was the last song at Sun Records in Memphis that sold 1 million copies.
Wow.
There were several million sellers before Mona Lisa, but that was the last one by Carl Mann.
I got to tell my audience exactly how the two of us, you and myself, got together. My recording, Flip Over You, was released on a label called Dapt Records. And when it first came out, I told all the people in my graduating class to go to the record shop and buy my record. It's going to be released in a few days. Unfortunately, when the record got released, the pressings, by mistake, said flip you over instead of saying flip over you. I was devastated. I said, I do not want flip you over to be in record shops. Get the title correct. So they supposedly destroyed all the pressings of flip you over. Of course, I did recently see one on eBay, so I guess they didn't destroy all of them. Anyway, by the time they actually corrected it and released it as Flip Over You, everybody was away for summer vacation, and nobody in my town bought my record. So Dapt Records, which was a small label to start with, became even smaller after my record came out. There was a doo-wop group that recorded for Dapt Records, by the way, the same label that I recorded on. They were Jordan and the Fascinations, and they actually had a couple of local hits. Most notably in the New York area was a song called My Imagination, which made the WABC record chart. Anyway, I got to point out, when I did Flip Over You, I had no idea, Ronnie Allen, that you were putting out records as well. And I guess you didn't know about me either.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Now, I found out many years later that there was a Ronnie Allen that recorded Juvenile Delinquent and a few other records. And I said, my gosh, who is this guy? The first thing I did when I read about Ronnie Allen, Juvenile, I said, I don't remember recording these songs. Must be a different guy. How could there possibly be another Ronnie Allen? What happened recently is a few years ago, I decided I wanted to try to find you. And the reason that came about is I told people earlier about the CD that came out. It had five of your tracks and two of mine. So anyway, what happened was I purchased the CD. It came out in Holland. The CD came out in Holland. And then I decided to write an email to the head of the record company. And I told him that I'm Ronnie Allen. And I want him to know that two of the tracks are by me, Flip Over You and Ronnie Swanee. And the others are by a different Ronnie Allen. And he wrote back and he thanked me for the information. And he also gave me some very sad news. He said, we visited the family of the other Ronnie Allen a few years ago, and sadly, he passed away. And I was devastated because I had visions of meeting the other Ronnie Allen and going out on tour with him as either the Ronnie Allens or the dueling Ronnie Allens or whatever. But I'll tell you, I must have grieved for about a month knowing that the other Ronnie Allen had passed away. And in fact, for the last few years, I have been, whenever I've been on a radio show, like locally, I have mentioned the other Ronnie Allen, the guy that recorded for Sand Records. Unfortunately, he passed away many years ago, but he left us some really great records. And all right, just a few weeks ago, I read about a DJ, which was you, who had played a Gene Watson record, and I said, I played a Gene Watson record. I was a country DJ. I got a lot in common, and you happen to have the same name, Ronnie Allen. I wrote you an email in which I said the following. I recorded a rockabilly record back in 1961 called Flip Over You on the Dapt label. Little did I know that a different Ronnie Allen would record rockabilly records for a company called San Records. He is sadly deceased. These days, record collectors confuse me with that other Ronnie Allen. And guess what? My recording is a lot more valuable on the collector's market as a result of that. I wrote this letter to you. And then, all of a sudden, I wake up one morning, I check my email, and there's an email from Ronnie Allen, and I assumed that I had inadvertently sent an email to myself that was supposed to be directed to somebody else. But no, it was from you! And the email said, "Hello, Ronnie Allen. This is Ronnie Allen from WDXE Lawrenceburg. I am the Ronnie Allen that you thought was dead." Okay. I have been a DJ for 25 years. I read this and I pinched myself a few times. I said, no, this can't be. First of all, he had to be dead because, after all, the guy that put the record out visited this guy's family, and he says to me, this guy died years ago. So I called you up, and I didn't know what to expect. I called the station. They gave me your phone number, and I spoke to you.
Yeah,
that's how I got your phone number. So you got on the phone, and within 2 minutes, you convinced me beyond a shadow of a doubt that you were, in fact, alive, first of all, and were, in fact, the person that you said you were. Ronnie, I'd like to talk about your next single, which was High School Love, back with This Love of Ours. I assume this came out around 1960, is that correct?
It came out in March of 1960, while Juvenile came out in October of 1959.
High School Love was a fast recording, very much up-tempo. What's the story with High School Love?
High School Love, we were still doing teenager songs and things like that, but it's the one that got on American Bandstand, it and The Flip Side also, in June of 1960. It was in the country music charts, and it was also in country music's Country Song Roundup magazine, which is a nationwide publication at that time.
Let's go with High School Love first. This is a song that you wrote?
Yeah.
This is Ronnie Allen and High School Love. Was High School Love by Ronnie Allen. Your voice is different than mine. Both your speaking voice.
Well, we're from different parts of the
country. I know. Now, your singing voice is different. How could a record company put out a CD that has 7 Ronnie Allen tracks and assume that we're the same artist? Let's face it, flip over you, I'm playing the piano and singing, and you're a guitar player. There's no piano on Juvenile Delinquent or any of these recordings, as far as I know. So the records have a different sound, they have a different voice, and yet the names are the same, so I guess they figured, oh, okay, we'll just put them into one category.
I work my own electric lead guitar work on all those recordings. At that time, rockabilly guys, a lot of them like myself, Carl Perkins,
right,
guys like that, did their own lead work. They played their own lead work on the electric guitars, and it worked pretty good. I liked it myself. I could work out my own arrangements real easy.
We're going to flip High School Love, This Love of Ours.
I got the idea for the arrangement of this song. You remember Conway Twitty's Oh Danny Boy?
He starts out really slow.
Started out real slow.
Yeah.
This song here does the same thing, and then it gets into a rocking rhythm.
Oh, how well do I remember, oh, the first time that we met, a happy occasion, nature planned to be. The time I fell in love with you, you fell in love with me.
That was This Love of Ours by Ronnie Allen from Tennessee. Specifically, what town again did you say in Tennessee?
Lawrenceburg.
Okay, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. And I'm Ronnie Allen from Morrisville, Pennsylvania, talking to Ronnie Allen in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Two Ronnie Allens, the two of us together. We are powerful. What's better than one Ronnie Allen? Two Ronnie Allens. How about three Ronnie Allens? How about do www.ronnieallen.com and you get Ronnie Allen number three, who is a Kenny Rogers impersonator.
Mm.
Yes. And he knows when to hold him and he knows when to fold him. But he doesn't do rockabilly. So we got the rockabilly guy here.
Honey, I wanted to ask you about a song called You Fool Me that you did.
Well, You Fool Me is a song that I did at the Flip Over You session, and it was kind of inspired by Elvis Presley's recording of One Night. I just love the sound of One Night. I thought One Night was one of the greatest recordings that Elvis ever made. And
I always liked that one.
I wrote a song called You Fooled Me, and this is myself as a ballad singer. You want to introduce it, Ronnie?
Yes. Here is Ronnie Allen in You Fooled Me.
You fooled me when you said that you were true. You were true to do. What did I do to be treated that way? You fooled me. When I thought I knew the score, you loved me more. You just said goodbye and then you ran away. Oh yes, I cried. How many tears I do not know. I almost died longing for you because I loved you so. You fooled me.
That was You Fooled Me by me, Ronnie Allen, on DAPT Records, but actually that was never released as a single because Flip Over You and Ronnie Swanee was not a successful single, didn't sell enough copies, so never got to release another one. So this was an unreleased recording that you just heard. The drummer on my session was a gentleman by the name of Gary Chester. He was one of the top session drummers on the East Coast, and he was on recordings like Stand By Me. He did the ch-da-da-dum. He did the and he also did recordings like It's My Party by Leslie Gore, and he did The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel, and a few dozen other records that became hits, as well as a few dozen like mine, which didn't become hits. But Gary Chester, one of the top session drummers on the East Coast. Sadly, Gary did pass away a few years ago, and that has been confirmed. There is, in fact, a Gary Chester website, www.garychester.com. We told people how I thought you were dead,
mm-hmm.
but
they had mixed up with somebody else.
I'm not going to mention the name of the owner of that record company. I will tell you the name of the CD. It's called Rockin' Around Nashville. It has 30 tracks, and the interesting thing is I really had nothing to do with Nashville. See, I was not from Tennessee. I was from New Jersey. I recorded Flip Over You at Regent Sound Studios in...
Neither did I have anything to do with that CD.
Well, true, but at least you were closer to Nashville than I was. You at least were Tennessee. Okay, I had written to this record company. The guy said that you had passed away. When I realized that was not the case, I wrote him back and I told him... Hey, listen, I got this email, you know, from a guy, I am the Ronnie Allen that you thought was dead, and so maybe it was somebody else, and then he wrote me back, and he said, yeah, it was another guy, and the other guy's name was Don Wade.
Don Wade was half owner in that record label that I was on, and Don Wade produced my records, and Don Wade came on to work in my band after I started recording. He wound up being the drum player in my band.
The recording artist who the record company owner had visited a few years earlier, and it probably was about 20 years ago, it was Don Wade, and he mistakenly thought it was Ronnie Allen.
Yeah.
So when he told me that Ronnie had passed away, he meant it was Don Wade. It was.
I think he probably mistaken us because I had done more recording at Sand than anybody, probably.
Yeah,
and
you were prolific.
He got us mixed up.
Yeah, okay. He is forgiven, certainly, for that and everything. And, in fact, you actually sent him an email.
I sent him an email, yeah. And he sent me one. So it's great to know you're alive.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to the next single by the San Records, Ronnie Allen, who is in Tennessee and talking to me right now, a song called Gonna Get My Baby.
That song had been bounced around by me quite a while before I ever got a recording contract. I had done that song on demos and things like that and done it in clubs. And one time I didn't have a recording session lined up that I had enough songs that I wanted to do, so we threw that one in. But that was one of the first songs I wrote.
One of the sides of your third San record single. This is Ronnie Allen and Gonna Get My Baby.
I'm gonna take an explain that leaving this town. I'm going straight to my baby and I'm sitting down. I'm gonna tell her my troubles, tell her how I've been through. Look out, baby doll, I'm coming straight to you. I'm gonna get my baby. I'm gonna get my baby. I'm gonna get my baby. Well, she's been true to me. I've been sitting in a honky-tonk all night long. Honky-tonk women won't leave me alone. I'm gonna tell her my troubles, tell her how I've been blue. Look out, baby, doll, I'm coming straight to you. I'm gonna get my baby. I'm gonna get my baby. I'm gonna get my baby. Well, she's been true to me. I'm
gonna get my baby.
I'm gonna get my baby.
I'm gonna get my baby.
Ronnie Allen from Tennessee, and that was Gonna Get My Baby. And I'm Ronnie Allen from Pennsylvania. This is the Ronnie Allen Show. It's a very strange show, but I hope you enjoy what we're doing. Ronnie, you wanted to ask me about a record.
Yeah, Gypsy in My Soul. What about that record?
That is a song that was written by a gentleman named Mo Jaffe. He had the publishing on my recordings, like Flip Over You and You Fooled Me. It was published by a company called Joshua Music. Mo Jaffe wrote a couple of standards. He wrote Collegiate and Bell Bottom Trousers and If You Are But a Dream. And his songs were recorded by a lot of well-known recording artists. And he also wrote a song called Gypsy in My Soul. And actually, when I did Gypsy in My Soul, you're not going to believe who I was trying to imitate on this record.
Who was that?
Carl Mann. Actually, I was imitating Carl Mann on both Ronnie Swanee and Gypsy in My Soul. It was like like what he does in Mona Lisa. So that's what I was trying to do with Gypsy in My Soul. To what extent I succeeded, we'll let people judge. You want to introduce my Gypsy song?
Yes.
Who's singing it and what's it called?
Okay, here is Ronnie Allen and Gypsy in My Soul.
Yay!
Here we go.
If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from away down yonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul.
Well, that was Ronnie Allen and Gypsy in My Soul. You just heard the best of me. No, you're going to hear the best of me. The best of me is the next one we're going to hear by the other Ronnie Allen.
Now, this is the flip side of going to get my baby.
That's right.
On the 45.
Yes.
And this was a country song that I had written. Really, I was pitching this song to some Grand Ole Opry stars like Stonewall Jackson, mm-hmm. George Jones, and some country artists like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to cut a song that was kind of the style that they were doing.
Uh-huh.
So that's the reason I wrote this one and did this. And I thought Stonewall Jackson was going to do it one time. He may have changed labels or something happened. He didn't do it. But anyway, he was interested in this song.
I know that she is leaving, and that's why my poor heart's grieving. I'm walking down a lonely road that's full of misery. Well, I know that she won't come back, and that's why I'm on the wrong track. For the wild side of life has got the best of me. I hear of things happening to people every day. I never thought that this much pain would ever come my way. We could have been so happy, but I guess things worked out that way. For all the time she spent alone, now I'm the one who pays. Well, I know that she is leaving, and that's why my poor heart's grieving. I'm walking down a lonely road that's full of misery. Well, I know that she won't come back, and that's why I'm on the wrong track. For the wild side of life has got the best of me.
That was The Best of Me, and it's one of the best of him. Him being Ronnie Allen from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. And it is such a pleasure to be talking to my namesake. And I have to ask you something now. This is now an invitation I'm going to make publicly. I want to know, could we do a show together somewhere? I mean, not a radio show. I'm talking about, could we actually do a live performance show?
I would like to work with you some. Yeah, I think we could do that. I do perform some, and like I say, I do more disc jockey work than I do performing. I'm on the air 5 days a week, but
you like to work?
We do some rockabilly shows together with some of the legends.
Okay, so but would you be willing to do one with a non-legend like me?
Oh, you're a legend.
Oh, okay.
You're a legend, because you're out there.
So does that mean you definitely would be willing to do a show with me?
Sure.
Oh my gosh, I am.
Be great.
Overwhelmed.
Hey, we could do a show that seems the same.
Yeah. Well, I could. I could play piano on Juvenile.
I wished I would have had you when I cut Juvenile. I'd love to have a piano on it.
Well, I would have loved to have been on there, and you of course could play a mean guitar on Flip Over You and.
Mm-hmm.
My other recordings, so it'd be great. So maybe we can go on tour as the Ronnie Allens. It's a possibility. Well, do you think as a result of the show that we're doing right now that the two of us may get some offers to go
to go all over the world? You never know.
Do they pay our expenses or do we have to do that?
I don't know about the pay.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to ask you about Don't Bring Lulu. This is where I think you sound a lot like Freddie Cannon.
Interesting that you mentioned that because that's what I was trying to do. On all of my records, I try to be somebody else. I loved what Freddie Cannon did. I thought that Tallahassee Lassie was...
It was my favorite band.
And I loved Way Down Yonder in New Orleans and just that everything that Freddie Cannon did. So this was my impression of Freddie Cannon, and I'm doing an old standard called Don't Bring Lulu.
So oh, I love it.
Thank you, Ronnie Allen, for liking that one. I appreciate it. And this is Ronnie Allen, and we are winding down a most unusual show. I do want to point out, I mentioned earlier, and I wasn't kidding, in many record price books, they have my recording of Flip Over You and Ronnie Swanee listed alongside of your recordings, and they're all under the same heading, Ronnie Allen. And the thing is, your recordings go for a lot of money. What I can tell you about the value of your recordings is that most of the price guides that I have seen have listed, like, for example, Juvenile, it may say like it's $50 to $100. And I've seen my recording of Flip Over You listed with the same price. And the only thing that I can think of is that it's that high because people think that I'm you. I had a little bit of trepidation about doing this show because I figured out that once we let the cat out of the bag and let people know that I am not the San Records, Tennessee, Ronnie Allen, that all of a sudden the value of my record is going to go. So we'll find out. Well, Ronnie Allen. Time sure flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
And this has been fun for me. It's been a very unusual show.
Oh, it has me too. I'd love to be on your show.
Well, I love being on your show. I was on your show the day after I found out you were alive. I said, I want to come on your show.
Yes.
And you let me, and I appreciate that. Us Ronnie Allens have to stick together now. It's us against the world.
Well, let me say it's been a pleasure being on your show with you, Ronnie, and I look forward to doing it again sometime.
Well, I appreciate that, and maybe, just maybe, we will actually get to do a live rock and roll show together somewhere.
Yeah, you never know.
And we're going to close with a recording that's not really rockabilly, but it is kind of straight-ahead country music. Is that a good way to put it?
That's it.
And this one is called No One Can Take Your Place. Good night, Ronnie Allen.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure, Ronnie Allen.
Talking to a woman that's just looking for a man. And in this atmosphere, I can feel her warm embrace. And while I'm talking to a stranger, I find no one can take your place. No, no one can take your place. You're always here with me. While I'm talking to a stranger, only you can make me see. And with the teardrops that fall and a rolling down my face, it's in these precious moments I find no one can take your place. That looks fine. I knew this invitation wouldn't ease you from my mind. 'Cause when I get to thinking about your warm embrace, something grabs a hold of me. I find no one can take. Grabs a hold of me. I find no one can take your place.
Well, that's the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. Normally, I play two bonus tracks by my guest. However, I only have one recording left by Ronnie Allen from Tennessee. So what I'm going to do is play one by myself, and then one by him to close the show. When Mr. Jaws was on the chart by Dickie Goodman, I did a spoof of a well-known TV show. I took the idea to Dickie Goodman, who said it was cute, and then rejected it. So I decided to do it myself, and this was the result. From 1975, this is me with The Walnuts.
We're here in Virginia at the home of the Walnuts. Mr. Walnut, how should I conduct this interview? Mrs. Walnut, you seem to have a happy marriage, but your husband looks angry. What did you just say to him? Wait, I see Jim Bob in his vampire costume. Ouch, he just took a bite out of my arm. What did it taste like? Grandpa Walnut just put a frog on Grandma's rocking chair. And she's bawling him out.
That ain't no way to treat a lady.
Wait, what was that noise? It's Ben playing with his chemistry set.
Help! Help!
Jason, can you help him? The dog Reckless has just chewed up the furniture. And Dad's throwing him out of the house. Erin is shouting something.
Jason, it wasn't his fault.
Jim Bob, why is Grandma hugging and kissing Grandpa?
She thinks she's the passionate one.
John Boy and Mary Ellen are outside playing football, and John Boy just made a flying tackle.
Help!
Ben's still having trouble with that chemistry set, but John Boy's coming in the house to rescue him. John Boy, how long will it take?
It only takes a minute.
Grandpa Walnut, with so many people under one roof, it must be real crowded. What are your thoughts each day?
I gotta get away, gotta get away.
Jim Bob, why are you riding Elizabeth's tricycle under the kitchen table?
Oh, my dreams.
Well, Mr. Walnut, with so many mouths to feed, how do you manage to get all the food you need? And finally, I'd like to... Whoops! I just tripped on something. Why are all these blocks with the letter I lying all over the floor?
You can't
hide. Oh, no. I see Ben still having trouble with that chemistry set. Help! Help! But we have to leave now. I hope you enjoyed this visit with America's favorite...
And finally, we conclude this very unusual show with one more track by Ronnie Allen, the Sand recording artist, who was so gracious to do this show with me, and I can't thank him enough. This is She's the Only Girl.
She loved me much more than I thought. She loved me much more, without a doubt. And she was faithful, so faithful to me. Yes, she's the only girl that's been I promised her so many times, till finally it just had to be. And now she's gone, too late, I find I'm blind. Yes, she's the only girl that's been good to me. Then came the parties, staying out late, making it fine. Then came the sorrow, the teardrops, and the end of the line. It's all over for me, I can see that she's the only girl that's been good to me. Then came the parties, staying out late, in it fine. Then came the sorrow, the teardrops, and the end of the line. It's all over for me, I can see that she's the only girl that's been good to me. Yes, she's the only girl that's been.